jig me up a walleye from the bottom of the lake. And I'm not gonna tell you what I use for bait. I'm a jigger. I'm the best jigger around.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And a little bit outside the studio, by way of telephone, we have Mark Lassane, who is the editor, publisher, and head salesperson of Bass Angler Magazine. And we have another very special guest. We have the lovely Gene Cedar on the phone with us, who, gosh, Gene, I don't know really quite how to introduce you. Your current career, of course, is putting shelter around people. But you know your history in angling is long, that's for sure, and very storied. You just own a tackle shop. You were on the Salus team, I believe.
Salus Big Fishing team, correct? Mm-hmm. Yep.
And past president of the local fly fishing club.
Correct. Yep.
And you know, one of the things that we want to talk about today is June is a time when, you know, people are getting ready for the summer, and it's typically a time when a lot of times you get to go fishing with your dad. And I think
that's... If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. And, you know, that's where the memories are made. And I know that you've got a lot of memories, and I think you're even writing a book about it, but give us a little bit of an idea of history about you and your dad.
Well, Dad, I actually have a picture of it. It was in the local paper. 5 years old, Dad gave me my first rod, and ever thereafter, he always gave me first shot at every stick and riffle and whatnot when we fished together. So he and Mom together taught the two girls they had, the same as they taught the two boys, every single different outdoor sport, games of strategy and cards, stick and ball games, and it was great because they said, no pressure, you don't have to be great at anything, but you do want to fit into different crowds and be able to join in at parties, and it was, I think it was really good advice and good tutoring, mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just take a couple of, a minute or so and talk about your dad himself. He was well known locally at up at Lake Kachuma, and mm-hmm. and I know that he acquired the moniker of the mayor of Lake Kachuma.
Correct.
And I know that, and I've fished with you and with him up there in the past, and you know it certainly was a passion, and it's something that you know that you have. I know that you really treasure.
Yes. Yeah, you know, all those days out there, I think it kind of culminates in a song that's out there right now. Trace Adkins sings a song. She thinks we're just fishing. And, you know, there were a lot of years where I thought that, out there on the lakes and the streams of the High Sierra and wherever, fishing with my dad and out on the ocean. But there came a certain age, I think, where I realized, you know, that's not only what we're doing out here. It's just time spent razzing each other. I just love those memories of, and my dad could remember every single largemouth and smallmouth that I lost, where I lost them, what lure I was using, and he'd just razz me about that. But he was always really supportive and, you know, in business and everything. He actually brought home from a trip, he went across the country for some sales, but he fished every lake and across to Florida and back. And he brought me back a poster with this little Smurf girl with her suitcase. And it said, girls can do anything. And I still have that poster.
Oh, nice. Mark, can you relate to any of this?
I can, you know, I've listened to that song about 1,000 times, and I have two little girls, 9 and 13. And uh-huh. I think about it when I take them fishing, and you know, especially the 13-year-olds, you know, becoming somewhat independent. And,
you know, somewhat,
few,
yeah.
few, as you can imagine, you know, and a few years back, I can just think about, you know, us fishing and having a good time. And, you know, the kids just, it's just a great time taking them out fishing, you know, with the girls or, you know, and I have a son, too. I've taken him fishing. You know, they're not quite into it like I am, but it's yeah. really, really a great time to do it. I think, you know, they'll remember it for the rest of their life, and, you know I will.
Right. Well, and the lessons that you're learning are not just the times, but I mean persistence, strategy. My dad didn't know bass fishing. We grew up trout fishing. He took us, he and mom, to all the Western national parks and camping and, you know, shooting all of that stuff together. But he decided that he wanted to learn bass fishing in like the 60s sometime. So he'd go to work, wow, and then he'd go up to the local lake here, get a rental boat, and they teased him because he'd be in his three-piece suit. He didn't even take time to change. And he'd get out there, and he taught himself, what do bass eat? Why are they eating crawdads at this time of year? He figured they're building up calcium so that when they have their babies in the spring. I mean, he just did all of that, and he got to the point where he was then, you know, mentoring people like his protege, Jay Yellis, out on the bass circuit, and was able to impart that knowledge. So he was very generous with his knowledge also. And it was, you know, he was a very studied person. He was an inventor and just an all-around guy, fun person to be with out on the water, just knowledgeable and a lot of fun. Made you feel real comfortable, but always got on your case if you missed the fish.
sounds like a great guy. You know, bass fishing, yeah, is always a puzzle and, you know, just a continual works. And, you know, if he can really figure it out, that's saying something for him.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's a process. And the process, like they say of life, you know, it's the journey. And that's, you know, fishing takes practice. And, boy, you know, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. And I volunteer as often as I can.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jeannie, you and I, we've talked a lot about, you know, what we do in the program is trying to just you know, get off the couch and get on the water, you know,
exactly.
Especially, you know, if you're, just like you're talking about 13 years old, that's not something that's all that appealing. But once you get started, and the only way you get started is for someone to take them out.
Right. Well, and, you know, 13 is an okay age in the sense that, you know, through the Fly Fishing Club and some other clubs are starting to set up some programs like ours here, Youth Academy and the Fly Fishing. And we get kids 10 to 15, and we bring in a dozen every spring. We just finished ours. And there's a few kids who are alumni out of that. And it's just amazing that now they have a passion for the rest of their lives. They're out backpacking right now, and parents are asking me, are they going to get attacked by bears? I said, no, I've hiked that and camped out by myself up at that in the Sierra. They're okay.
Well, you know, obviously bass fishing is, and trout, of course, throughout the United States. But, you know, you can also get in the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of topwater, you know, there's a, I know there's a club in Southern California that's a saltwater bass fishing club,
mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, the whole point is just to get out there and do it. Anytime that you're on the water, it's a nice place to be. But if you can you know, bring some family out there and create some memories to go along with it, then, you know, that's even that much more important.
Well, there's so much recreation available where there's water. And like I always tell the ladies when I teach for becoming an outdoors woman or the youth here, fish don't live in ugly places. You know, it's a good excuse to get out, breathe from some fresh air usually, and even if there's just one person in the family who likes to fish, the rest of the family can be picnicking and hiking, mm-hmm. and taking photographs. And, you know, when I'd get tired on the lake years ago and I didn't fish, you know, 14 hours a day with my dad, I'd be out there with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd kick back with a couple of the life preservers behind my head and lay along that bench in that little rental boat, and I'd try to snooze or read a book or something. And, you know, I got to the point where there wasn't enough time to fish,
right.
But in those days, it was just being out there in the wildlife,
mm-hmm.
and the wildflowers.
Well, this is definitely the time of the year, so if anybody's,
yeah,
been listening, and even if they're not an angler, hopefully we got them motivated enough to at least give it a shot. Jeannie, thank you very much. We're going to have to let you go, but
okay. That
was very delightful, and we appreciate having you on. And Mark, of course, you're going to stick around, and I know Jeannie's a passionate fly fisher, and Mark, maybe we'll talk about the possibility of using a fly to catch a bass. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Mark Lassane, and thank you very much, Gene Cedar. Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040, 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara. Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
It's all for the rod, the jolly, jolly rod. All for the rod and the tackle. I spent all my tin on this fishing boat I'm in. As across the mighty water I do travel.
Richard, I don't know where you keep coming up with this stuff, but every week you come up with some new stuff. It's great. This is Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan.
Where did that song come from?
I don't know. And we have Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine that's co-hosting with us today. And in addition, we have the lovely Chelsea Modlin from Lake San Antonio, Lake Nacimiento in California. And she's going to give us a little bit of a report on what's happening this time of the year in Central California, Chelsea.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Hey, I got an email, not from you, but about some things that are going on at Lake Nacimiento with Cal Parks Company and all the improvements that are going on there.
Yep. Lake Nacimiento and Lake San Antonio are both offering a lot of specials for this summer. Our biggest one is over at Lake San Antonio right now.
Oh.
And we have brand new lodges on the North Shore, which is all beach side, and they are going for $140 a night. So it's a summer special that we're offering, and just want people to come in and use them and, you know, see how beautiful the lake is, how beautiful the brand new lodges are. It's good for a family of four. So bring the kids or leave them at home, never know, and come up for a great weekend.
Wow. You know, to put four people up at Motel 6 is going to cost you that much.
Exactly. So why not stay at the lake? It's beautiful out here.
Oh, that's awesome. That is
you
awesome.
Know, it's a good time to celebrate all of our dads right now. So bring mm-hmm. the dads and mm-hmm. come fishing with them. The fishing's been great. Stripers are biting over at San Antonio. So it's a great time.
Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, we have on the line with us Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine. So you know, he probably wants to talk to you a little bit about maybe some bass.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, how's the bass bite there at San Antonio?
Great. John was actually out here, what, a month ago maybe mm-hmm. now?
Right.
And they had a great time. Fishing is still, carrying on. They're biting like crazy. We have black bass, so largemouth and smallmouth. Spotted, and we actually have the white bass, mm-hmm. which is really unusual. So those are at Nacimiento. We also have crappie and the bluegill, mm-hmm. and then San Antonio has the same, except instead of the white bass, they have the striper.
Mm. Well,
so you should be able to catch something
yeah.
there. Anytime.
We have a little bit of everything, so, and you know, it is always a gamble. You
yeah.
never know what's going to come up, and well, I know, remember you guys saying that when you were here.
Yeah, Chelsea, I have to say that all those fish that you mentioned, I think between the, you know, the three of us or four of us that were on the boat, we got at least one of all of those.
Yep.
But the white bass is something unique, and Mark, I don't know if you've ever even heard about it or not, but it's a, I don't know how to describe it. It's not
striper.
Real common.
Don't say kind of a short, fat striper.
Yeah, they don't know. Apparently, they can get some good size. The ones we were getting were probably a pound, pound and a half. But how mm-hmm. big do they get, Chelsea?
I think
white.
About three, mm-hmm. three, three to five, I think, is at their biggest. But yeah, they're actually pretty tasty too.
Well, I was going to say, I've heard a lot of stories over the years about them, but I, you know, never had the opportunity. And first of all, they're a lot of fun. I mean, for their size, they run, they jump, and they're just a lot of fun. And I've heard that they were junk fish because, you know, they're voracious, and so they're trying to control the population. So there's no limit on what you can take. Just as long as you don't keep them alive when you put them in the boat, you can have us all you want. And I did take some home and fried them up, and they were really good.
Yeah, a lot of people are shocked.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to catch white, the only place that I know of you can do it, there might be other lakes around, but the only place I know is Lake Nacimiento.
Yeah,
that's the only place I know of, in California, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they certainly are a lot of fun. And of course, you know, if you want to go fishing, even in Nacimiento, you've got plenty of accommodations there.
Yep, we have 19 lodges at Nacimiento. We have huge campground, 500 spots. We have trailers to rent. We have a general store full on marina to keep the boat in. We have a restaurant. So lots of different accommodations, and it's a really fun lake with a bunch of things to do. You can also go wakeboarding, water skiing, in addition to the fishing. So there's something for everyone, and great place just to be this summer.
Sounds like a great place, both of them.
Yes, they are a lot of fun. You guys should come out and visit.
We'll have to hook up the boat and head on down.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Well, Chelsea, that is sounds like a lot of fun. And again, this time of the year, it's time to think about a summer vacation. And our theme today is about, going fishing with your dad. And it's not just about the father and son, is it?
No, it's not. But it's fun for the whole family as well.
Okay. And
so,
girls?
You know, girls, I grew up fishing here. But if you're not into fishing, come and tan. If you want to wakeboard, the giant lake, there's 18 miles long, so plenty of shore line to tan on and eat, have a picnic. Mm-hmm. I come every year over Father's Day with my entire family, and I have a younger sister and then my mom and dad, and you know, we fish, we wakeboard, we have picnics, we water ski, something to do that everyone likes.
Well, that's one of the great things about the lakes that you operate, is that in the summertime the water's warm, and you're actually, not only are you allowed to go in the lake and go swimming, you're encouraged to, and if you don't have a boat, you can fix them up.
Yep. We have boat rentals, we have fishing boats, we have pontoons, we have ski boats, so all different kinds, depending on what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we appreciate that very much, Chelsea, and let's go ahead and get just some quick information on how to get in touch with you.
If you can spell Nacimiento, you get a prize, as John says, every week.
Yep.
So go on to NacimientoResort.com or Google it. That's probably the easiest way. So NacimientoResort.com or LakeSanAntonioResort.com. They're both 30 minutes northwest of Casa Robles.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, guys.
And Mark, we're going to see if we can try and get in touch. Okay. Looks like we do. Actually, we do have somebody that Mark, you might be familiar with. We have Aaron on the line with us. And, you know, as a co-host, I think it's your responsibility to introduce Aaron.
Okay. Hey, Aaron. We have Aaron Lesur. He's a staff writer for Bass Angler Magazine. He's actually our bioanalyst, if you could figure out what that is. He's also a professional bass angler and a guide. So he's the guy that figures out all of the fish tales that you hear. You know, do fish really, can they really see UV? Does a rattling lure really attract a bass? All the little things that you hear is does bigger line affect can the bass see it? Does that affect the way they bite? So he's the guy we have figure all this stuff out for us and puts it on paper, puts it in the magazine. So it's not only a fishtail anymore. People really know what
wow.
it is.
Wow. Boy, well, it looks like we're going to have to do, maybe do a whole hour with him. Actually, you know, we might want to see if we can bring Aaron back after this segment if we can, because you just opened up, you know, a lot of things that everybody is curious about. So why don't we just take one of those and one of the things that you mentioned. First of all, Aaron, you know, you see a lot of advertisements for lures that rattle or make noise. And, you know, that it's supposed to drive fish crazy and make them mad and try and strike. Is there anything to that?
Well, first of all, hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you can talk now.
You know, that's one of the things I have not actually researched as far as rattling actual lures themselves. I did do some research on sound and how it travels through water,
mm-hmm.
But not so much as in the way of silent lures versus rattling lures. But, you know, there are a lot of companies that are going to the silent versions. Even KVD came out with some of his XDs series, and they're all he's got a rattling version and a silent version now. So I think there's something to that as far as at least the anglers, it's what they think.
So what Aaron's saying is that you're going to have to keep reading Bass Angler Magazine to get that article.
Well,
I've got a long laundry list of fish tales that are coming up. The most recent one that's coming that I just sent to Mark is one on line size,
mm-hmm.
and downsizing your line versus, you know, maybe throwing fluoro, mono, or braid, and if it affects the bite.
Well, you know, I think that we've pretty much determined that frequently, I don't know that much about freshwater, but in some areas, you know, the fish don't bite, so you have to downsize the line. Of course, you risk losing them, but, you know, you need to go as light as possible and still don't lose the fish.
That's true. That's the common thought. That is the common thought, and there actually is no... I'm no expert, so I do most of my research online, and then I have a few scientists, my go-to guys, one of them being Keith Jones over at Pure Fishing. But I have not found any scientific research or anyone that's done a study to actually prove one way or the other.
Okay. Aaron, unfortunately, we didn't get you on soon enough to get a lot of information, so we're going to have to cut you short, and we'll see if we can try and get back with you. But we're up against a hard break, so we're going to have to let you go. And, Mark, don't you go anywhere. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be right back with you.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Cutthroat, northern pike, largemouth, speckled trout, dorado, coho, flying fish, walleye, bonefish, sunfish, codfish, monkfish, shark, barracuda, tarpon, hammerhead, bluefin, tuna, great white mackerel, haddock, pollock.
Welcome back, Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mark Lazane from Bass Angler Magazine and our featured very special guest we have. Chucky Van Wormer from the Van Wormer Resorts in the East Cape of Baja California, sir. Chucky, a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, thank you. How's everybody at the studio?
And this is what we've been talking about, the time of the year where, you know, things are busting open. And from what I understand, the water is warming up and the fishing's getting hot down in southern Baja.
That is the case. It's really, things are heating up right now. this weekend we have the G20 summit here in Baja, and mm-hmm. they got really a lot of security. But anyways, as for the fishing, and those people who are listening, you know, they're not going to be able to fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Cabo. Over here, we have no problem. We're away from the problems from the G20 summit. So, mm-hmm. anyways, here the fishing is absolutely getting better and better. Nice Dorado, nice, really nice big bulls that I saw coming in the 2 days, last 2-3 days that I've seen. There's cotton release, striped marlin. Not a lot of blues coming in, but you know, a few are still starting to come in. Lots of rooster fish. Rooster fish fishing has been absolutely great for shore fishing. And we're just waiting for the tuna to show up. I mean, some did show up this week, not a whole lot, but, you know, we're waiting for those big schools of tuna to come in. So, well, the time of the year where everything is right here and they'll stay here for all the way till
November, December, yeah.
December.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of that, Fish Talk Radio is going to be bringing a small group down the very beginning of November. And if anybody wants to join in on that, you know, they should let us know, because it's very limited space and it's very, very inexpensive. And we've talked about this before, Chucky, but I don't think there's any place in the world that you can get that quality of fishing for the price that you pay in Southern Baja, and in particular with the Van Wormer Resorts. I know you've got some specials going on right now, so people should probably go to your website and see if you give you a call and ask about those. But, you know, a couple of things. First of all, you mentioned the G20 summit. Now, that is something that it's a big deal. Actually, there's about 46, I think, and 42, 46 heads of states that are all going to be converging in Southern Baja in the Los Cabos area. And that site was chosen not by accident. You know, first of all, the accommodations are available, the infrastructure's there, and the safety and security is there. And that's the reason, main reasons that they're coming down there. So, you know, if anybody still has some misunderstandings about Southern Baja, let's set the record straight, because it is safe, secure, it's very reasonable, and the fishing is incredible, especially at the Van Wormer Resorts.
Exactly, and you know, they show out of all of Mexico, this is what they show, and they show this because of the safety net that we provide here in Baja. Mm-hmm. Sur. It's you know, it's really quiet, calm, nice atmosphere. there's a lot of military. There's people. I'm sure there's people from the United States and every country protecting their own people. But you know, there's the G20. It's for the government. B20 is for business people from all over the world. So there's lots of business people also showing up for the B20. The B20 and the G20 are going at the same time, not in the same building, but the same summit at the same time. Mm-hmm. The B20 is business people from all over the world trying to converge and see how business-wise we can make it better for the world.
That's interesting. The other thing that I'll mention, you know, it is June, and of course, you know, we've been talking about this show, is that, you know, it's time to think about going fishing with your dad. Or dads, you might think about, you know, taking your daughter and coming down, and especially, you know, where you are at the Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Very comfortable, swimming pools, easy, and, you know, this is not like a kind of a hardcore fishing camp. This is a really deluxe resort. So you might think about that, and also I'd recommend you do it sooner rather than later. As the summer progresses, the fishing keeps getting better as the water warms up, but the ambient temperature down there can start to getting a little warm in August and September.
That's correct. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned this, because we got some specials for from now to Father's Day for those people who want to buy their dad a fishing trip, and they could use it later on, but mm-hmm. they don't have to come down during the mm-hmm. Father's Day, but you know, they can use it for, you know, mm-hmm. August, September,
right.
November, October. So, you know, we have a special going on for Father's Day.
Okay.
From here till next, from you know, this week, because it's next Sunday is Father's Day. So anyways, that's That's the scoop that's going on down here, my friend.
Okay, Chucky, thank you very much. And if you make it down there, Chucky would be happy to greet you. And Chucky, I'm going to put you on the spot. The next person that goes up and says they heard you on the radio, would you buy him a margarita?
Of course.
Okay. Thanks, Chucky. And also go to fishtalkradio.com and click on Van Warmer Resorts and then give a call down there. Go to their website. Great stuff going on. Chucky, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, Chucky, one more thing. The phone number.
877-777-TUNA.
877-777-TUNA. Okay. Thank you, Chucky.
All righty. Thank
Ready.
You.
Okay, now we're going to Larry Moore, and Larry is going to give us a Southern California report. Larry, we've got Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine co-hosting with us today.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
And we've been kind of taking the month of June to talk about, you know, fishing with your dad. Whether you're a boy, a girl, or your dad, you can take anybody out there. That's kind of the theme of what we've been kind of running with today. But let's find out what's been going on, a little bit of an idea around Southern California.
Well, hey, John, just real quick, I'll tell you what, on that note, fishing with your dad, I started fishing with my dad when I was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And loved it so much that I ended up running a sport fishing boat for 32 years after after everything was said and done. But, hey, here's a rundown on what to expect throughout the rest of the month here. And, you know, all the way from up there in Santa Barbara to Mission Bay, all over the place, John, there's going to be white sea bass. Had just been showing up everywhere.
Mm.
There's good bites up there by Port Hueneme, Deep Hole, Redondo, Rocky Point, even around Huntington Beach and down into San Diego. I just got off the phone with some guys down in Seaforth Landing that said they've got boats going out every day there. And, of course, Catalina. And this is something that is going to be, you know, one island's good for a week and then another one and then someplace along the beach for the next couple of months all throughout the summer. And just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. And the limits are going from one fish to three fish, which is great news. That happens tomorrow or, well, on June 15th. So anybody listening to this, as of June 15th, the limit goes from one to three. And, of course, we've got the big rush of sand bass and barracuda coming in all over the Southern California coast, with some of the best spots right now being down towards Imperial Beach and then Huntington Beach. Any of the boats that you can get on, even your own boat, going around Huntington Flats and Horseshoe Kelp, Newport Beach area, they've been doing excellent, especially on twilight trips. If you get on one of those, they're short and sweet, good to take the kids on, and just a great bet. And I went out the other night, and we got limits of sand bass, and my son got a keeper halibut for his birthday, and that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Larry, yeah. you're talking about WSBs, the white sea bass, you know, up in Southern California, at least, you know, that's the big game fish that everybody gets really excited about because they're a lot of fun. And, of course, they're probably one of the tastiest critters that swims around. But, you know, they certainly are elusive. And fishing from an open party boat would be a little bit more difficult, obviously, because, you know, where they are and what they do. But are there any of the open party boats actually targeting white sea bass?
Yeah, John, what's been going on here lately is some of the boats from the, well, the Channel Islands area, they've been concentrating on some of the northern chain of the Channel Islands here. And with mixed success, they've had some days where they've had limits. And a lot of these fish, like you said, they're great fish to catch, and they've been anywhere from in the low 20-pound range all the way up to almost 50 pounds.
Oh, that's incredible.
So those are great fish, and it's mostly on live squid this time of year,
mm-hmm.
which, you know,
And normally he is fairly light tackle, too.
Yeah, it's, I mean, unless they're biting like crazy, you can go up to the heavier line so you can put your three-fish limit on. But, you know, 20, 25-pound test is good. You can even go lighter if you're feeling lucky. And you'll definitely get bit on the lighter line better.
Okay.
But you're going to have to be on it to get them on the boat. So, all up and down the coast, they're targeting the white sea bass. So you can call any of the landings throughout Southern California and just ask them.
No, Larry, what a great report that was, and we appreciate that. And again, as we've been talking about throughout the show, maybe get on the boat with your dad in June. And it's that time of the year, so get on out there and get off the couch. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We have Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine. Larry Moore, thank you very much for that report. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.